Welcome to this episode of Outcast and Outclass that technically doesn't exist because we're on a leap day.
Happy leap day!
Chaos!
When did it become leap day instead of leap year?
Well, I want it is
the day of the
year.
It's the day, though.
Yes,
that is the.
That's what I was trying to say.
It is the day of the year.
It's happening.
Of that, we are leaping. We're in the air right now.
Tally oop.
All right. So,
that was the excitement, Maria. The excitement from you. Woo! I can't contain myself.
I cannot contain it. It's just
first.
Oh God.
Some brief announcements, if you don't mind. This is really quick. We're getting real close to time. So March 8th is the last day where our Rivals merch, Waffles, hold it up. Duval, show your sweatshirt. Heck yeah. We have really cool Rivals merch, y'all. Comes in different colors. We have more than sweatshirts, but the sweatshirts have names down the sides of them, and they're super cool. We also have all sorts of other merch there, by the way, but the Rivals merch that I designed is only going to be available until March 8th. If you want it after March 8th, well, you should become a Breakfast Club member, because it will become a Breakfast Club exclusive. However, there's also lots of cool other stuff. One, I have yet to show because I forgot, but we're going to pretend it was on purpose. These really cute stickers, y'all.
Stickies.
Look at them.
Oh, no.
We have some of our Twitch emotes that you might be familiar with our little buddy, the owl bear. His name is Chicken Nuggy. And that's also our hero points. He's so cute. Little Nugs. But we have all sorts of cool stuff and mugs, and there's just a bunch. So go check it out. But March 8th is the end, not just of the Rivals merch, but also of our discount code for the Breakfast Club. So if you are planning on joining the Breakfast Club, do so now before March 8th and use code LAUNCH. That's LAUNCH, LAUNCH, and you'll get 10% off of that first month. And then it's good for you, and it's good for us, and it's a big happy family. Yes, good. All right. That is mostly what I wanted to shout out. Yeah, don't give me that look, Maria. I'm fighting my brain today, and we're going to make it happen.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Not the sweetie.
Pat. I deserve it. It's okay.
It's okay. You're a badass. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Listen, you have a chicken nugget. You're doing great.
Struggling, and if you pity my poor soul, just go to club.wafflesmaplesyrup.com and check it out. Okay,
please. A plug.
Please.
That is cool. That transition, though.
I'll use anything that I can. I have no shame. And now for today's sponsors.
Wow, we are on fucking fire. Hey, let's go.
I didn't get the prompt for who our sponsors are. I can guess one of them,
Eldritch though. Eldritch Osiris.
Hey, y'all. Do you like Pathfinder? I hope you do. That's why you're here. Do you like people making cool shit and being awesome and wonderful? I bet you do. That's why you're here. Now let me introduce you to Eldritch Osiris Games. They are really cool people who are making really cool shit and helping really cool people get their cool shit into the world. And by that I mean Pathfinder stuff. And by the world I mean you. If you go to eldritchosirisgames.com, you can see the plethora of wonderful supplements, settings, campaigns, etc. that have been made by creators in the TTRPG space. Eldritch Osiris Games is the first TTRPG co-op in existence so far. And they help to support other creators and get their things published so that you and I and everyone can see them and play them and use them, and it's really neat and cool. So eldritchosirisgames.com. Go check them out. Check out their the stuff about their Kickstarter that released that I forgot the name of, that's got mechs and
Finder.
Magic and Finder, and these two are writing for it, and it's great.
Beautiful. They're good peeps.
It's
honestly
on the front page. They're really great.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Maria.
You're welcome.
With that, we'll try our darndest to get our shit together. Until then, we will see you in class.
But we're in a garden!
Hello. Welcome back, and I don't, I'm not going to look at y'all so I can keep my shit together. So, last, I'm losing my voice and I apologize. Last we left off, we started last session still in the safe house, Resk's safe house, with just Ark and Tal dealing with, well, some dead bodies because someone was here before them. But the following day, as everybody returns to the Sprout House and some breakfast is brought, surprisingly, by Ark to the group, the expected and needed conversations unfold. We have some, not just heart-to-hearts, but some confrontations in people's behavior centered on, well, we honestly, a few of them. Ark is talked to by nearly everybody, including Rin, Arafe's shadow, and retreats to their room. We have another interesting confrontation between Arafe, well, again, between everybody, but initiated by Arafe against Hideaki, talking about chasing a high. There is a lot of things that are hashed out into the open, and it seems to have been much needed. However, before the group is able to move forward in their rest of their day, they are interrupted by a handsome man in a purple coat by the name of Ignacy, who, well, finds himself at the Sprout House. Ignacy tells you all about something they've noticed about the alchemical supply of the school. They have noticed a pattern and are worried a little bit about the, we'll say, explosive slash chaotic nature of this additive substance that has, unpredictable results. You agree to look into it, accepting his one condition that he joins you in this investigation to learn and be a part of, well, the growingly on campus famous outcasts as they are climbing the ladder of the Magambia quite quickly. Not wanting to be left behind, wanting to join the group, at least to see what's happening. Ignacy comes along with you into the city. Well, you guys talk to Zokon first, get some information, get the name of the supplier, and into the city you go to, well, find out some more. You talk to the vendor who is does not have much information to the person who supplies him with this very cheap but very popular alchemical supply, and you decide to camp out for a few days in hopes that this supplier will show up. And indeed, when they do, you are surprised to find a familiar face. Though the name provided to you was Abeo, well, this one you know by another name, Jaya. Well, once they recognize you, and specifically, I think, Hideaki initially, and recognizing that this is not just more than mere coincidence, but you have some questions for them, they book it, and into a chase we go. Dust in the air, crowded stalls and streets in the marketplace, into twisting and turning alleyways. Eventually, you lose them. Emerging from the streets, though, there is interesting knowledge to be gained from prior conversations, as you recall where they lived in the northeast of the city. And you pursue. As you get a little closer to the northeast of the city, on the outer ring, as you recall, well, there were people waiting for you. And that is about where we left off, as one after another. I'm going to try to see if I recall exactly what I said last time.
It was something like frog, dwarf frog, or something like that.
Yeah, very dub-dub-goose.
I said that there were two humans, one elf, and a dwarf.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
I thought we got frogs, too.
I thought it was all frogs.
Yeah, two Gripplies.
Yeah, Gripplies are frog people.
Yeah. Two Gripplies. Oh, I didn't hear you say Gripplies, I guess.
It was the first...
Yeah. So,
as I said in chat, tip your note takers, everybody.
Tip your note takers.
Oh, no.
Note takers.
Waffles.
So, in the moment, as out of nearby alleyways, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six individuals emerge and begin to advance on you. Ignacian, their quick thinking, identifies a nearby gardens that they think might be better suited for some combat rather than, you know, out in the open on the street. Calls you all over to duck into here and lure them in there. And we now turn to, oops, I didn't mean to do that, our battle map. I want to, for ease of this combat, because initially we were going to have perhaps, listen, with respect, I do not want to play all of these PCs and Ignacy. So we're going to do something a little similar to something that you perhaps recall in the fight that occurred in the ceremony, where Ignacy will be fighting and I will be describing them, and we're just going to put him off on this little offshoot over here. and y'all can be all up in here. And if you can move around. This is not necessary. This is just for my ease. Let me bring on some of these other folks as well. So, the first, I'm just going to bring, actually.
Look at this Gripply.
Oh. Oh, man, they look really cool.
Three twins.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Three sets of twins.
Why? What are the odds? Oh, damn, they're really close to us. Holy shit.
Well, I'm bringing people in here.
They're bringing them in, yeah, no.
So as you enter this space, these gardens, you all kind of just rush in here. The gate to this opens easily. Ignacy runs forward into the gardens, opens the gate, and rushes in. It looks like a public gardens of some kind. There is a small sign at the in front that is like slightly overgrown as you rush in. And the immediate, like, there's sort of like two paths that twist through this space, a beautiful, is it called a pagoda in the middle, with kind of on the other side. So you enter the, almost used to sticking together, the four of you run through the path that is going to give you some more maneuverability. And Ignacy kind of ducks to the side, taking the, slightly narrow path. The people that are coming onto you now that are coming in, rushing after you, they kind of split off accordingly. So there's two that begin to advance on Ignacy and four that begin to advance on you all. And you notice that specifically the Gripplies seem very, very much focused on you as they begin to approach. You are all in a line right now, and I don't recall, was Overnoza manifested or
no,
not?
It was not.
Okay. So I'm just putting them here for a moment. It is not a big deal.
Yep.
And, well, I suppose let's everybody roll some initiative.
Sure.
Click on your tokens.
Click on your tokens.
Too many screens.
I got a 9.
Wildly, Ignacy got a 29.
Of course he did.
Okay, which makes sense, you know, they kind of ran in there.
Hey, I actually updated my roll 20 stuff, so these are the same number. Grand.
Hey. Hey, good job.
Yay me. I mean, terrible roll, but yay me.
Straight up natural 20.
Wait, let's that means go. I rolled a 1.
Oh no.
Like 10, that's like it's the lowest I could possibly get.
It's okay.
Eh. Gotta let you guys shine once in a while. Can't always take the kill mark. I kid.
I adore you.
Or does she? Don't.
Just leaves me more time to, you know, snipe the kill.
will say this is actually kind of nice as we, and I apologize for the silence as we roll for initiative. Is there music playing, Waffles? Just
I'm trying.
A little bit.
I was gonna say there
is. Yeah. It's just a little quiet.
Ah, there it is. Mm. I was gonna say apologize for the silence as we all roll quick initiative here. But I was gonna say actually that this is kind of nice because I think Roll20 had an update and it is just sort of automatically putting the initiative into the token for the NPCs, and that's
It's got that like smart convenient. Search.
That's nice. That's a good update. It.
Okay, so this is gonna be interesting for me. We're gonna get creative here as I move some screens around. Righty. I got this, yo.
No, please. All right.
Everybody's initiative is in. Question mark.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I reroll mine?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So I guess actually, Hideaki, we start.
None. Sorry, I just realized I rolled a nat 20 as well.
Yo.
In roll 20. So it's 27, not a 25.
Nice. I love it's 31, 29, goes down to 22, and then it's Aerophane Arc, 10 and 9.
Yep.
Like, it goes from 20 to 10.
Don't even worry about it.
Let's do this. Hideaki, as you rush in to these gardens and start kind of running down, what are you doing?
As they sort of rush in, and he's hearing sort of these baddies on their heels, so to speak. Are they saying anything? I know they brandish their weaponry, but I'm curious before I do anything if I hear them speaking at all.
Yeah, so the Gripply, the two kind of they're similar reddish tones, and thank you. I should absolutely give some of that descriptions as well.
Totally.
The reddish toned Gripplies, these frog-like people, very quickly as they begin to advance into this space. Those of you that visually saw a Gripply in the mind of, and I'm going to forget their name, that the
Columbus. Yeah.
I believe. Ooh, yeah. That came from nowhere, and I'll take it. You recall seeing a sort of green skinned frog in that. And so you do not believe in the immediate that these two Gripplies are the same person. However, they do not look like they're messing around. And as they begin to approach, there's just this smirk on their face as they don't actually say anything aside from a slow chuckle.
Great. And obviously Hideaki's also very quiet. Not at all, as a matter of fact. He looks at them and he just goes, "We do not have fucking time for this." And he slams his hand into the ground and right in front of him, there's a small like swirl of energy of this like yellow energy, and out pops out this giant skunk. as he's gonna use a second level spell slot to cast summon animal. Uh-huh. It's three actions to do that. And then that also immediately triggers two actions from this giant skunk, which you begin to smell something very awful.
Less than pleasant.
Very less than pleasant. And I need, and then out of it comes kind of this like yellow spray from its butt. It's a 15-foot cone, so I think it gets all four of these guys.
You summoned them right in front of you, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Alrighty, amazing. So we can do really cool little cone measurements as they go 15?
Yep.
Perfect. That gets all of them. Excellent. So what do I gotta do for you?
I need a fortitude saving throw from all of them.
Fortitude saving throw? All right.
2 saving throw, please.
1, 2 over here. All right, for the two Gripplies, that is a 14 and a 19.
One failure, one success.
And then for the two burglars, sorry, that's just the character sheet.
Sure, that's fine. No worries.
It's for my ease of reference,
let me
okay?
Look it up really fast. Blurgler, you said no. I'm kidding.
A 14 and a 25.
14 fails, 25 is a success. So the ones that succeeded are sickened 1. The ones that failed are sickened 3.
Okay, so the ones slightly further away that had got a little less are going to be just sickened 1. And I will do that with a little green dot. And then the two that are closer to this little skunk will be sickened 3.
Amazing. Wonderful. And,
I don't like that, though. So how about we don't do that, though?
Too bad. So sad. That's, yeah, all three actions. And that's my buddy's action. And I'm good.
Okay. That is... sickened is that penalty against all their checks and DCs. That's not
the
good.
Sickened condition.
No, I'm. Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were asking.
But they
can
spend a single action retching in an attempt to recover, which is interesting indeed. All right. Is that the end of your turn?
That's my turn.
Amazing. Okay, so then you see over on the other side of this little wall of a hedge here. You see Ignacy running inwards. As they turn around, you see them pull from behind their back, like underneath their coat, these they're star knives. So if you're familiar, they are these like circular, the handle is like circular with a bar inside with spikes on either end. As they take two of these out and they turn around, plant their feet, and grin, and they toss one at the individual in front of them as they kind of grab with their other hand, still holding the star knife. As soon as it's released, they grab this like other piece of cloth from within a pocket of their coat that flickers outwards, and you see this like long, almost like ribbon that they then take around their weapon that's still in their hand. They do something with it, and you can tell that this is some kind of magical like artifact or something that's happening. And then that gets put away, and they look forward and they just start laughing like they're having fun and being like, so which one of you think you can touch me? And interestingly, you notice the voice does not come from his direction as it suddenly comes from directly behind them. And they kind of whirl around for a second, already put off. And that is all he does. Next.
That's hot.
Tal.
Sorry, I was entranced and trying to figure out who the hell you were talking about. And it was only at the end until they realized you were talking. It was Ignacy. So there's that. okay. Question. Can I see the fancy lad?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Great. My
Across
second
the hedge.
Question involves measurements. Oh, okay, great. we love it when someone's exactly within 30 feet.
it's good stuff.
Tal, as they begin to step backwards, I have a terrain question. Is this thing that's behind Ark, is this a statue?
Yes, it is.
Great. I love a climbable surface. Tal is going to start making their way that way, but before they do, they reach out in front of them and draw a line in the air with their fingers that kind of manifests into this shimmering line, and they pull it back, and as they let go, they cast Loose Times Arrow on the entire party.
Let's go!
Including Ignacy. And Overnose if he was here. Then. Yeah, right. all affected targets are quickened. They can use the extra action only to step or stride. Yeah, and that's until the end of my next turn. So I'm gonna use my quickened action to try to get up on top of this statue. How tall are these hedges, by the way?
They're going to be for a medium-sized creature. They are like pretty chest high. Like they're not something you're supposed to walk over. It is supposed to be like, here's a garden path like in section. But you're able to see over it.
Okay. How tall is this statue then?
Would you say? Yes.
Taller than Waffles.
Yes.
Okay. Then yes. Tal will then use their quickened action to move and get on up as high as they can go.
Yeah, make me an acrobatics check. Climb that statue that has, as you like step off of the please do not climb signs.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I step on it and it cracks.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it like just falls over.
You hear the clink of metal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 27.
Amazing. Yes. So you scramble up there. It is a little precarious, but it is not. So it is like a statue. It's an art statue. It is definitely like it. It looks like humanoid, and it's artistic in its way. It's definitely like I'm scrambling up here, and you're going to be balancing up here. It is good, advantageous ground, but it is a little rickety. It's not really meant to be climbed. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I have a question about specifically loose time arrow duration. It says until the end of your next turn. Does that mean I cannot cast something that has a sustain effect to it?
No, you're able to sustain multiple spells, I believe. Yeah, if you have the action economy to cast it, you're fine. If you then need the action economy to sustain each of them, if it was something that you would need to sustain.
Okay.
But you should be fine.
Okay. Great, because I don't think the loose times arrow doesn't need sustaining. I think then with the last action, I am going to look down at my companions. And as I do, I'm going to whisper a few words. And Arafe, you might feel like a little like tingle sensation on like the back of your neck as I cast Nudge Fate on you.
Cool.
Ooh. Yeah. Which I
and you
post in the thingy for you.
Thank you.
That
appreciate you.
Thread to do so. I like it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, now. Amazing. Is that the end of your turn?
That is all of the actions.
Perfect. All right. So on Ignacy's side of things, we have the two advance, and they get thrown off for a second. The one, and I forgot to mention, as the star knife does go directly embeds into one of their shoulders, and it kind of grunts as it kind of pulls that off, drops it on the ground, and grimaces at him, just kind of muttering like stupid tricks. And begins to advance with this like club that they pull out, and they are going to step up and swing. And actually, they're going to step up and start kind of like closing in, getting around them very purposefully, almost to like leave room for their friend, as they realize that they are 2-on-1 here, and they will. They swing and Ignacy like he was moving like fast, weirdly fast, and just ducks out of the way as it swings right in the air where he was a second ago. And you see him kind of grunt and begin to just start beating again, and they're going to just start doing that over there. The other one comes up as well, trying to flank Ignacy in this moment as they begin to swing at him, and let's see how Ignacy holds up on 2v1. Seems to be ducking very, very well. Now, he does get hit once or twice, and like, can you hear him grunting? But he still has this like obnoxious grin on his face, and you see him like almost as the one behind him does manage to hit him on his side. He grunts and turns around. He's just like, I've had worse, and is just holding it up over there. So that's what's happening over there. But more to your concern, the first Gripply that is very, very sickened, takes a second, like doubled over, and does indeed try to clear their nostrils of this awful scent. So they get to remake their fortitude save. And what is the DC again?
It is 17.
Okay. So managing to... Wait. Yes. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Managing to, though Gripply is able to clear their nose of this, and they kind of like, as you see them like kind of spit out a little bit of that disgusting, like everything that filled their everything. And now that is an action to do so. And it kind of like grunts as it pulls out a kukri. And is going to quickly advance, and they're going to sneer at you, Arafe, as they pass right on by you and just really quickly kind of slink through the two of you and try to go at you from behind Hideaki. Also maybe purposefully away from the skunk, as it doesn't want to bother with the skunk. And it's going to approach you, Hideaki, and I mean, you're probably kind of turning to face them, but as it kind of swings from behind you, quietly, they go, "You're the loud one then," and go to strike at you.
They know about us.
They've heard us!
No!
28 is a success. It's a hit, sure.
Whatever okay. That means. Yes! So
my battleship.
That is going to be 10 points of slashing damage. As you would like to please also give me a fortitude saving throw.
Mm. I thought that might be on the way. That's not awesome, but it's a 20. So fortitude, okay. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
The DC not quite met. So now, I should know this by now. Waffles, help remind me. At this point, do they immediately go into stage one of
yes.
a poison?
Okay. Stage one is activated immediately, and then I believe it ticks at the end of every one of their turns after that.
Hideaki's turn or the Gripply's turn?
Hideaki's turn.
Okay. Let me also get rid of...
Y'all remember poisons.
I'm... Oh, boy, yeah.
Having season one flashbacks. deep in my cursed potent poison and everything just for this episode, y'all.
Yep, sure was. Can't wait.
I can't wait.
So take 2 points of poison damage as you feel a sort of like secondary fire rush in through the cut that was placed on your back. And you are now stupefied one.
Cool.
The second Gripply kind of... they're not going to try to throw up. but they're going to just confidently step forward and look between the two of you, Ark and Arafe. So, which one of you wants to die first?
Me.
They give you this big grin. And so likewise with the Kukri. Do either of you say anything?
Yeah, Ark just like kind of bland face says, me.
That sounds right.
Turns to you, smiles. Reels back and swipes at Arafe.
Yeah. Called that.
Yep. Sounds right.
24.
24 will hit me.
Okay, that's going to be 9 points of slashing damage. Okay.
Ark's plan to never get hit this combat. Succeeding.
And also, fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save. It's 25.
Amazing. That is a success. You feel some like residual heat in the blade that cuts deeper than you expected. And I think you can put together that something just tried to kind of affect your body and did not succeed. Now, moves. All right, now the two of them, both of them are going to try to make a second attack here because I only moved and attacked here. All right, so that is a 15 to you, Hideaki.
The Hideaki's nope. Can't attack again because it retched.
Oh, thank you. I was like, wait, I did wrong. Okay, perfect. Then Arafe, 15.
Sorry, 15 for what?
To hit.
No.
Okay, amazing. It is kind of unfortunate that they're kind of going together in initiative here. That's not great for y'all.
Sorry, my turn's coming up and they're always complicated. So I'm like, wait, you're talking to me. What do you need?
I forgot to reduce one for their the one that did not decide to throw up. If they don't decide to use an action to do that fortitude save, do they get it at the end of their turn for free?
I don't believe so. Not on sick and I believe. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure.
Let's look.
Not though. I tried to find it. I could not.
Sicken always includes a value, and this is not one of those things that then reduces at the end of your turn automatically. No, just if you can spend a single action. Okay. So you made the silly little call to tough it out. All right. So, next up, the burglars, as I'm calling them, follow up, and you can tell they watch the way these Gripplies are maneuvering, and you can tell that they're like following almost orders here of the Gripplies, and they look over to the one that's in front of the one on the right, looks over to the Gripply that just stepped up to Arafe and goes, I'll try to get the one up there, and steps forward to try to honestly, it's gonna walk up to you, go, hold on, and retches first. We'll see if they succeed there.
That awkward moment when you have to do a little, you gotta flow up.
Yeah. They are not successful with the 13. Look a little ill. But what they're going to do is they're going to just, rush forward. They pause to throw up, and then they're just like, oh, fuck it. And they're going to just try to shove the statue down to get you down off of it.
That's okay. Really funny.
So with a 23 athletics, what I want to do is they're going to tumble this statue out from under you.
Okay.
But can you make me a reflex saving throw to try to
yes. land? Can I use that reflex saving throw to hop the hedge over to Ignacy's side?
No, not at this distance, I would say. They're trying to, like, yeah. And also, for my point in this case, which is not really to, you can go to that side, but my goal here is with, like, sort of flavor combat over there versus y'all focusing over here.
Okay. Gold shit. Reflex saving throw, you say?
Yes.
30.
Sure. Amazing. Yeah. So that you see, you feel the statue get rocked below you, but with your cat-like reflexes, you're able to just, it tumbles down sort of like and crashes almost diagonally away into that little corner, and you land in that exact spot that you're in, just on all like Superman cats. Pose, jump down, yeah, cat pose, and unfazed, really. Move, retch, shove, and it just kind of can't do anything else right now, so that's good. The next one steps up and is going to just take a swing at you, Ark.
Useless.
Hey, sometimes people get lucky.
Broken clocks twice a day.
A broken clocks twice to clocks.
Wow. Good job, 10 out of 10.
Clock.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, 22 to hit.
That's an exact hit, I believe. Let me make sure.
Joy.
It is, because I rolled bad and I didn't get my shield up.
Mm-hmm. There.
So that's going to be 12 points of piercing damage as this short sword kind of swings into your arm.
Ow.
Yeah.
A little cut.
Wait. Did you say exact hit?
Yeah, I have 22 AC.
But he has a minus one because he's sickened. So technically does not
fucking
hit.
Gang gang, let's go!
No, damn it! My bad, take that 12
His
back.
His eyes are just a little too watery.
Yep. And you take absolute advantage of that as you duck out of the way. And so they're going to swing again because, yeah, they're not. They're trying to tough it out. And the second attack also misses. And the Gripply next to him is just like, kind of shoves them like, tough it out. Try to like, get better, get good.
I love them so much. They're so cute.
Arafe. All right. So Arafe is going to kind of look around, assess, see how we are completely surrounded at this moment. And she is going to... So has Ignacy been hit? I think I heard that. Okay. Arafe is worried about Ignacy living through this. So she is going to pull deep into herself and cast her focus spell of lifelink. Because I am raised up, I can do two creatures now. So she's going to hit Hideaki and Ignacy. So they will each get 7 hit points back.
Let's go.
For me connecting in with them. And then you said that we have the quickened, we can use step
an
as
extra,
our extra
action for
action.
Step or stride. Or stride.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Arafe is gonna back up a little bit just to kind of get out of the way because she's about to get hit a lot. But she is still going to, after she steps back, you kind of see her shadow start to go up her legs a little bit and mix in with the white wisps that come off from her curse going off as well from lifelink. And she's going to cast Ray of Enfeeblement at, I think I'm going to go for this guy here.
The Gripply that attacked you?
The Gripply that attacked me. So... that is going to be first an attack roll from me. This one is so complicated.
I believe in you.
It's like attack roll and then a fortitude saving.
Attack roll, then a fortitude saving throw if I hit you. So that is a 29 to hit.
Ooh. Yep, that hits.
Is it one away from critical by any chance?
No.
Damn it.
Unlucky.
Okay.
That's sustained for a minute, so we've got time on that, baby.
Okay, excellent. So that is a hit, so I need them to make a fortitude saving throw. What is my save? 21 is the save.
Okay, that's a 30.
Oh, okay. Normal so that's a success. That's a normal success. So you are enfeebled 1. goodness. Y'all are mean to them.
Oh, no.
They started this. We could have talked.
Fair.
I tried to get them to talk.
Debuff.
All right, that's my turn.
Amazing. I'm looking at Oracles, people, man. Just to make sure.
They are so complicated.
Everything physical minus one, basically.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Arc.
Which includes AC, I believe. Just to let you know that.
Interesting. Okay.
Because AC is technically a dex check.
It's just strength based in Feeble.
Is it just strength? I thought it was strength, dex, and something else. Am I wrong?
Strength based rolls and DCs.
Okay, there's something else I'm thinking of. My bad.
Including strength based melee attack rolls, strength based damage rolls, and athletics checks.
Maybe I'm thinking clumsy. So. Okay, I understand. I understand.
I'm sure I have something that can do all that.
Sure. Okay, Ark's turn. Ark is going to take one step to the right.
A step to the left. Take it back. Oh, okay. No, you're not
dancing. Take it back now, y'all.
Ark enters Arcane Cascade, but it's a dance.
It's the one he had to do for that class.
Yep.
Ark is going to... Let's see. What can Ark do from this position?
So you put yourself in a disadvantaged position.
Yeah. He sounds wants right. them. Bring it. Ark is going to one action cast Shielding Strike. He just wants to take a swing at this little guy, the little red guy behind me.
The burglar that is on Tal?
Yes. The one that just pushed the statue over.
Statue. Yeah.
And so he takes a strike. Does a 30 hit?
Yes.
Does it crit?
No.
Aw, unlucky. he takes 5 bludgeoning damage.
Boo.
Ark is going to use a action to enter Arcane Cascade. And then Ark is going to use one more action.
Actually.
Okay.
Nope, never mind. Continue. Sorry.
That's okay. And then Ark is going to use one more action to attempt to trip the Gribbly.
Okay.
So that's athletics against, I believe, his fortitude.
Fortitude save, correct?
Fortitude DC, so 10 plus his fortitude save.
Yeah.
Probably not, because it's my second attack, so that would be a 17.
Okay, then no. That does not succeed, as the... Honestly, you go to, like... try to trip them, and they, you see them just kind of hop over and right back down in that same space, and they don't, doesn't touch.
Yeah. Easy. All right. Sounds good. That's my turn.
That's it. Amazing. Hideaki, it's your go.
So, as the poison begins to sort of take its effect, he tries to sort of shake off the cobwebs, and he just looks at the Gribbly and he just goes, "Yeah, I'm the loud one. But if you know me, then you know that somebody's missing." And sort of like almost a callback to the tournament, he points behind him, and a loud pulse of purple starlight. And oh, nice! Thanks for that. That was really sweet. And he manifests over Noza, and then over Noza's maw just appears behind him and tries to take a bite out of crime. Kind of like the neck and like shoulder sort of area here. Ooh, that's real good. That's a 26 to hit.
That hits.
All right. Oh, fantastic. 10 points of piercing damage.
Okay. So the bite suddenly kind of like almost coming out of thin air. takes the Gripply by surprise and kind of like whirl around, and they're like, didn't see that one. Doesn't matter. You're dead.
Come on. You could do better than that.
Is that your
turn?
Everything.
Yeah, because it's three actions to manifest them.
And then three actions to... Well, how did he take a bite then?
When I manifest him, he could take an action.
Oh, okay, cool. So then it is Ignacy's turn. So Ignacy, a little bruised, but still... Still fine. Still got pep in his step. You see him... Okay, so he's gonna do... You see him, like, almost, like, flap his coat suddenly and takes that sudden step aside. And as he does so, kind of just slips out from either of them and just turns to, like, either of them and just goes, sorry, boys, but I'm gonna have to disappoint you. And takes an additional step and is going to, from this point... grab two scrolls from within his coat. One kind of like whips out as he just uses it like instantly, and you see I know it's no longer electric arc, but basically was it shocking grass?
I think it's no longer shocking grass. I think it's still electric arc.
Okay. So as he kind of casts that out and you watch it bounce between the two of them, as he's just like slips away and manages to do that, he seems to be holding up. Okay. He's definitely taking damage, but he is holding up. Tal.
Yes. Yes.
Your turn.
Sorry. I'm screaming that all of my cats are in my office now. This is the first time this has happened, like, ever. They're all here. They're all hanging out.
They're like, there's four cats
with,
actually
hanging out with Tao.
It's four of us.
Four of them.
Okay. Tao is going to... question about spell placement. If it needs to be in a line, could it be like a little curvy line? Can it be like a not straight line?
No line.
Can we make it a little gay, actually? Please.
It like, can be as
know,
gay
if
as
we
it
did
wants.
Like this.
Okay. Okay.
I can
this
also
is gonna
move.
Be a get. Hold on. No, no this I can, is gonna I be a get in the. Oh.
I can also just move. Oh.
We lost
a Duval.
A Duval. Duval. Please excuse our different placements. No, he's back. Everything's
okay. Hey,
welcome
back.
My Ethernet cable is really weird. Sorry.
You need to...
All good. Okay, so you... We're going to do a little bit of a get in the comments thing. Sorry, but get in the comments. A la Brandon Lee Mulligan. Spells are a little weird. So technically you could... you see this point, this corner...
Mm-hmm.
of your token.
Mm-hmm.
You are I believe.
I think you're going to make completely the wrong call here. I'm ready, though. I'm ready. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Ooh,
I can also
like
nullify
no
the
pressure.
Call completely, but I would like to hear what it is before I
yeah,
decide
no, so
to
my,
not go with
this
it
This is not my call. This is like, I do believe there is something very particular about like where things get from, and I think I saw a Reddit post really recently about it, but that's fine. I'm gonna go with that shit's too complicated, so no.
Okay, great. So then what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna step down.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Isn't that great?
That is a free step for you.
So. Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? As Tal steps, they're gonna sustain the nudge fate as one action. And then they are going to curl their fingers together. And this kind of smoky blackness, similar to how Arafe's smoky blackness does things, builds up in their hands. They're going to turn and unleash grim tendrils upon a line of 30 feet. Hitting two people next to my friends.
Waffles, they is need there any issue here with the fact that it is being done in
saves.
Melee?
Fortitude saves.
Only if they have an attack of opportunity.
It's not. Okay. You got it.
And it's... I don't roll to attack. They roll to save.
Yeah. Let's.
But
you said
for future, if they did have an attack of opportunity, then he could take it. And if he hit you, it would interrupt the spell and you couldn't cast it.
I see.
Sure. But then you said, sorry, reflex?
Fortitude.
Oh, a fortitude. I understand.
For both creatures in the line.
In a line?
Loin pace.
16 and 17. How'd they do?
In their loins.
Poorly.
Yeah.
Poorly?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a 20,
can they
21.
Do goodly?
If they get good.
Can they do richly?
All right, I'll roll really good next time. I'll use some hero points.
All right, yeah.
No, the 15,000 that you have.
Every roll, so.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
so
we
they
discussed
take.
This. That negates it.
5 points of negative damage and 1 persistent bleed damage.
Ooh. All right.
This was big spooky tendrils.
Big
and this
spooky
is for both?
Grimbly tendrils. Yes, unless you want me to roll damage again for the second person.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yes, for both.
I do love the out of context line though. Of just lines are very weird. You know what? They are. They are in drawing. There are
lines
everywhere.
Lines are. They're made up.
Everything's made up, and the points / lines don't matter.
Don't matter.
Anything else?
It anyway.
It's true.
Who's...
You'd like to do?
Yeah.
Sustained, did a free move, Grim Tendrils. We're here and we're hanging
out. We're here,
yes.
We're queer. I like it.
We're here and we're queer.
Super
yes.
Queer.
Extra movement is gone.
For everybody.
For everybody.
Okay.
It dropped at the end of my turn.
I forgot to use it anyway, so it's cool.
Hey, it's okay.
No, it works out. Yep. Amazing. So the two on either, they were on either side of Ignacy, kind of growl in frustration at the fact that he has slipped away as one just charges forward and is going to just, they're going to continue to just be advancing and almost sort of like, this one gets stuck in a corner as they're like tight against like these hedges and bushes and they are basically... They're not doing much special, but you do notice that they are still, they keep glancing over to see how, like, keeping an eye on the situation over on the other side of the gardens, as they then continue to try to flank Ignacy, as they are trying to, like, work in tandem here against him as they regain that sort of either side of him, which you see Ignacy kind of, that smile flickers for a second of, like, he doesn't like this, but he continues that facade of confidence, or maybe not facade, that exudeness of confidence as they begin to hit him a little bit more, though. Let's see how this goes. Okay, this one is a little bit more successful as Ignacy is not able to react as much as you see both clubs go down and you hear this sort of like boom, boom on either side of him and he groans out. Not too good.
So that first hit that hits him, I take up to 5 damage from it.
So take 5 damage then.
Yep.
They both rolled 8. Perfect. They swing again. One misses completely. Oh, wait. Hold on. You see very clearly that they work in more precision when they are almost together. And you know what? We joked about twins earlier. Now they're twins. And you do see that they work very well in tandem as it's almost like they get extra precision damage when they're flat-footed here. And they seem to be doing more... they pincer him in, basically. So it's not looking good over there. But next... wow, really all three of the sets of bad guys are all at the same time. I didn't realize. Okay.
It's
really bad.
Yeah. Yes. Ark and I did not pull our weight in the initiative category.
The enfeebled and still slightly sickened Gripply down here is going to retch to try to get rid of that. At least one of those things. 17? That's
the
DC. Okay. So they are no longer sickened, and me, Serum, doesn't have to remember a minus one. We like this. But they're still enfeebled, and they're enfeebled one?
Yes.
Okay. This one, looks at where you've stepped forward, Ark, and it grins wider.
Oh, so you really do have a death wish. Excellent.
And they will strike at you. You are flat-footed to them.
Sure.
32.
That. Hold on, I'm doing a lot of math because I'm flat-footed, but my shield is up.
Mm.
They cancel each other out. That's a crit.
Ooh, okay. You are going to take 16 points of slashing damage, an additional 6 points of precision damage.
Okay.
And you're going to make me a fortitude saving throw.
Is this against poison?
It is.
19.
You feel the heat of the wound seep in further into you and gets carried into your body as you are poisoned.
Let's do this.
You take 2 points of poison damage and you are also stupefied 1.
I didn't succeed, did I?
No, you did not.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I rolled 20 and didn't succeed, so.
Well, how you looking?
I'm all right.
How all right? Right? Out of your max hit points.
If
you had to put a quantitative number.
What was the final points of those poisons damages? Just 2 damages?
Mm-hmm. And stupefied 1.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm a little above 2/3 health.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I keep forgetting that you're a beefcake.
Yeah, beefcake art.
Yeah, he is.
You're like a Slim Jim. You're full of beef in a tiny package.
I don't know who has more hit points between Ark and Hideaki. I know we're both up
there. I think Hideaki and Aerfe both have more hit points than Ark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's
awesome. You all have more hit points than me!
That's true!
I have 68.
73.
73?
Nice.
Yep.
43!
It's my job to take your stuff.
Grins at you as it slashes forward again, this time missing, and is just like... I had a good line and I lost it. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
What a loser this Gripply.
Yes, no, that's what they say. You're such a loser. No,
they're just... Ark does grin back at him, glances at his books and says, I could have blocked it, but it didn't need it.
Ooh, I love that line.
Hmm.
Okay. They nod.
It won't matter. You'll be dead soon anyways.
And that actually only did two, technically.
They rich.
Thank you. You are correct. All right. The other Gripply that we have here that, this looks between Hideaki and Overnoza, narrows their eyes. I'm not worried about this little thing. And is going to whirl around and strike at Overnoza. Now you are poisoned, so does that mean Overnoza is too?
I don't think so, because I have the Suvai condition on there, and actually, we have him in the stats, we have him as like a pet or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see what happens. 28.
28 hits.
All right, so that's 8 points of slashing damage.
Okie dokie.
You take 3, I take 5.
Oh, nice. And you also are going to, well, if it's separate, then Overnoza also needs to make a fortitude throw then.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. That's a 22.
All right. That is a success. So you're fine there. And then almost in that completing that circle, so it takes a swipe at Overnoza, completes the circle, takes another swipe at you. That is going to be a 14.
Nope.
Okay.
It's kind of whirling dervish.
Yeah. And
it's a great visual, though. I love it.
Yeah. Cool. And these are like little, tiny little Kermits, as we've said. What they're going to do. Yeah, they're going to take a step away from being kind of flat-footed here. They're not going to pull an arc. However, you notice that instead of stepping right, they do a little like springing step as they kind of crouch down and hop up. And instead of moving just 5 feet in a step, they move 10 feet. And they nice. Jump up there and kind of take a look at everything that's going on right now. The burglars. The one here with his friend kind of coming up with him on Tal is going to nod at him and just be like, I'll deal with this one then. Turns to Ark and is going to swing their short sword towards Ark's back for a 29 against your flat-footed.
Normal hit.
Okay, 8 points of piercing damage.
Ark will block it and take 5.
Okay. That is not... No, that's fine. Sorry, I'm dealing with so many different like abilities here that I'm trying to keep track of them all.
What? You're gaming? What?
What?
I thought you were a badass!
Characters! I am! I'm trying to be! And they are, they're doing fine. So they're just going to take a second swipe at you. Oh, wait, is this one?
Yes.
They have.
Yeah.
This one is also 6. So let me actually, before that, they're going to retch. Let's see if that works.
Yeah, use the actions, bro.
Yeah. 16 is not it, is it?
Nope.
Okay. So actually, Waffles, that would be at a minus... This one was
this the one that was more, three?
Yes. So it would be -3. Would that have still hit you?
-3 is a 26.
Yes.
Yeah, that still hits.
Okay. So then for sure with all of that and their natural one, the second hit doesn't hit. So basically they go to hit you. We'll say they didn't throw up yet. and they go into that second hit, then they dry heave that, and then they go to turn out, and it doesn't quite work.
I love this skunk so much!
It's so annoying, it's great though.
Literally, my summon like things are like, how do I annoy Syrup? Genuinely, yes. With all the love in my heart.
the other one is going to step up, seeing its friend go towards Ark. Kind of like shoulder checks you as it walks right past you, Ark, trying to shove you off balance, but just flavor-wise, as it goes up towards, with a short sword out towards Tal. Tal, that is going to be a 30.
It's a hit.
To hit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it hits.
9 mm-hmm. points of piercing damage, please.
What if I don't wanna?
Shucks.
yuck.
Yuck. All right. Excellent. That. It's good. Let's, or why not? 25. I'm doing the minus ones here.
To
hit. Oh, to you again, Tal, sorry.
To me, 25. 25 also hits.
Okay, another 9 points of piercing damage. As it kind of just swipes twice at you, coughs a little, and reaches over to the side and tries to throw up. 16 again!
Let's fucking go! Let's go! Just the visual of these little cute frogs with daggers and kukri and shit, just be like, bah, 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 bah.
Just well, great. These are the other guys, but yeah, yeah. All
right. Yeah, yeah.
Erefic, all this is unfolding in front of you. What are you doing?
I'm going to try and do some HP control. So I am going to see Ark getting just hammered up there. So I'm going to go ahead and cast from a distance a 2-action treat wounds, or it's not treat wounds, excuse me, heal on Ark from a distance. So that is, everything's moving around. So many tabs to have to try and keep, like, there's just
imagine so how many I have.
Much. All right. So 2-action heal is 2d8 plus 16. Math, that's 25 HP back to Ark.
Damn.
And then I Ark's am also so hurt. Fails.
No, I'm just kidding.
Doesn't, I don't think mine says willing. No, it does say willing. Damn.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm just going to give you all kinds of hell. And then Arafe is also not awful, but I'm taking some points and I want to take some more. So I'm going to go ahead and use battle medicine to treat wounds real quick.
yeah.
I have to do, first I have to roll for it, DC 20, that's going to be a 27.
Nice.
So I will do 2d8 plus 10, which is going to be 21 back to myself.
Amazing. So,
21 back to me, Band-Aid. That's my turn.
Hell
yeah. I'm back to full, baby, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Ark, it's your turn. Like you're like surrounded here.
You got a lot of
Ark fate. Likes your to fan be club surrounded is growing. By dudes, you know.
Hey. Giggity.
Hey.
He's just showing off for Ignacy.
Hey.
Yep.
Don't think he's not noticing.
Ark will
Ignacy. They're like, hey girl, hey.
Are any of these people wearing metal?
Oh, fun. Okay.
I know what that's.
In the picture, it looks like. The frogs are. So.
They're all wearing leather armor.
Boo.
I hate
Dang.
It.
Dang.
I hate it here.
I hate
not,
it here.
Not studded leather. Studs are metal.
I say,
do they have any fillings?
I am sure there is some, like, you know, button ups and stuff. Yeah.
If I stab my halberd into them before I cast a spell, can they be wearing metal? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, they are now.
Pick a range of 10 and roll me a d100. No, okay.
Ark's eyes and the rune of wrath on his head. Is going to
yes.
Light up.
Yes!
Let's go!
As he casts True Strike.
Mm-hmm. Which, I like this sword.
And then he is going to strike at the Gripply in front of him with a shocking grass level 2 spell strike.
Okay. What I got to do? Is that to hit?
Nothing, yeah. That's just a hit.
What color... Do your eyes glow the same color as the rune, or do they light up?
The way I think of it, his eyes are always glowing, so I believe that the rune kind of flashes in his eyes as, like, pupils, almost.
Actually...
So, would it change
the
color
this.
Slightly of your...
I think so.
Yes. Yeah. Instead of a blue, like, pupilless glow, the rune, which is a rust red, kind of creeps, like, almost like it's, like, flooding the circuitry. Stop it!
Let's go, true strike. I rolled a 24 and a natural 20.
Yes!
Jesus
Let's
Christ.
Go!
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness! The art now was manifested.
This is what true strike's about.
Now, holy crap. Okay, wait. Waffles. Yeah. True strike is...
It's basically advantage.
Is it fortune effect? Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, so you almost... Tal, you have front row seats, and you see this happen. You see, like, when Ark utilizes the strings around him as they kind of come into your sight as well, as you just watch it unfold. But what do I do now?
You take 8 bludgeoning damage and 42 electricity damage.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Holy shit.
Because I crit. So crit. The spell it's, crits too.
It's Kurchkin all over again.
Okay. Wow. Ignacio,
real like, hey girl, hey.
This Gripply, you know, I want, it's, it's more serious than this, but my brain, all it can picture is those cartoons when someone gets electrified and you see their skeleton. And we, like, there is this smell of, like, uncomfortable, like, burnt leather and seared skin, and it is not pleasant as this Gripply almost, like, collapses. The spell, you all have seen this spell from Ark before, but it is, like, it maintains. It, like, holds on for longer than usual as it, like, racks through this Gripply, and it almost collapses to the ground afterwards. It's not looking good, but he is still alive.
Too bad he's not wearing metal. He'd die, for sure. Unlucky. Ark will just kind of grin down at him a little and say, "Death wish," you said.
I think they're, like, in this sort of, like, aftershocks and too stunned to, like, really respond, and that in and of itself is satisfying.
The woman was too stunned to speak.
The Gripply
was too stunned. Quite literally.
Literally. Because he's smoking.
That is my turn.
Okay. And wait, you are poisoned. Is that correct?
I am poisoned, yeah.
Okay, so on your turn also, make me a fortitude save for that poison, right? That's... Yes.
21.
Okay. Now, when you were poisoned, and this stage is for one round, that means that it would go to the next round, correct?
Yes. If I fail, it goes to stage 2. If I succeed, it goes away.
Okay, so the one round is when you next make the fortitude save.
Yes,
Not.
Okay. So if it said, like, 3 rounds, then you would get to wait 3 rounds before you made that fortitude save. That's usually when things are getting, like, super serious. It'll be like duration 5 minutes. It gives you a chance to cure it before the next fail is death, you know? Like,
yeah, yes. Wouldn't know what that's like.
Not at all. If you succeed, then it stays in the same one.
If you succeed, it goes down. It's either down or up. It never stays the same.
Okay. So as this rage flows through you, you also feel this other foreign substance that is kind of starting to pulse out of this rage rune also burn away the poison that is left in your body.
That's my cleansing subroutine. Nice.
Sweet.
What? I have a feat that's actually that.
Your antivirus is working.
Ah, yes. Then get them Hideaki. Her kids. All right. So, got a couple of different things to do here. As the groupie sort of flew up and over, we weren't done talking yet. And and he looks at the Gripply that jumped off, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna use Act Together to move over Noza right in front.
Yeah.
And instead of like doing what he typically would do, like some level of taunt, you see his eyes that are currently kind of typically glowing with that octagram just go straight black. Ooh. And I'm gonna use Intimidating Glare against this particular Gripply to try to demoralize them.
Okay, the one that Overknows is in front of.
Uh-huh.
Good, okay. Good, good.
What do I need to
I believe Wilson? That is indeed that. Let me check. Oh, no, it's an Intimidation check that I roll against your will DC.
Okay, okay, good.
That's a 23.
Okay. So it's weird because they are not, they do kind of stutter. And I think it's also like impacted by the fact that Ark just like wrecked their buddy. And Overnosa steps forward and they realize in this moment as your eyes kind of go black, the octagram always remains. They kind of almost like in that moment recognize that they've cornered themselves into this like corner of space where they don't have a lot of place to go. And they, you can see them kind of like stutter for a second. So that was successful.
Okay, cool. So
what does that do for them?
So that was a regular success, I assume?
Yeah.
Then that would be their frightened one.
Okay.
And then Overnosa, let's see, I've got two actions left. Okay. So I think that's what we'll do. And then, let me just make sure that this is only one thingy. Yeah, it is. Okay, cool. And then as, there's this like column of starlight around Overnosa, and a small flicker from underneath his robes as I'm going to go ahead and boost it on. And I have a resistance one, and I get plus two to damage if this hits. So let's see what happens.
Let's do it.
That's a 24 to hit. It's a bite attack.
Just checking, I don't have anything.
Sure.
Yes. That hits. You watch as Overnosa, like, who's always been here, mm-hmm. physically, yep. in the material plane, like, yet somehow fills out as you boost Eidolon. They feel heavier. They feel more in this space. They feel more muscular, slightly larger, and they go in with this bite. Successfully. What's the damage?
Indeed. So that's a total of because I rolled maximum damage. So that is 13 points of piercing damage.
Amazing. Takes a nice chunk out of the Gripply.
And then that should end my turn, but he was looking at this and says, but hey, you don't have to die if you don't want to. But what's worse, dying or running between your tail between your legs back to frog legs?
You see them kind of all surprised as you say frog legs as they turn to you. So you know her name.
You just smile. Her.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Is that your turn?
That is a fun turn. Yes, indeed.
Amazing. Good job. Ignacy is going to the other scroll in his hand, kind of glancing over the hedge at Ark's move, smirks and goes, kind of calling over, you know, I made some extra. That's what I was going to do. And the other scroll whips out and shocking grasps the one in front of him.
Hey, you made that with me.
Yep. He sure did. And I wonder how this is going to go. He can do it from anything, so...
Nas, you can do anything. Confirmed.
He can do anything. Here's a cool thing where he can cast a spell from any school he wants. Any, like, divine, occult,
any
anything
place
he wants.
On Dang. The material plane.
It's cool. I made him a character sheet for this, and I'm proud of it.
He's so cute.
Okay, and it does. It does not rack him as much as, you know, it's not as nice as Waffles is, nice, but, you know, it's okay.
Could it ever be?
And what is, I don't have it up right now. What is the damage? It is...
2d8, I believe.
Thank
unless
you,
you're, unless you're raising it.
No, not in this case. So that gets wrecked. Okay, the one in front of him is looking, like, not great. Not, you know.
If he's wearing metal, he takes persistent electricity damage, too.
He's not.
Nobody ever wears metal. Unlucky.
Unlucky.
Oh, Tal's got metal all over the place. Let me tell you.
It's true.
Earring City.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, do you call it as, like, do they have metal on their body? Or I think it's, like, you have to have enough metal on your body, and it's what...
Tal's got enough metal.
Specifically metal armor, I believe.
Yeah.
Or you could target the weapon, probably, if it's, like, heat metal or something like that.
Yeah, if it's heat metal, yeah.
Yeah. And he kind of turns around with the additional star knife that he hasn't thrown yet. And it's going to just try to slash at... Oops, I forgot. That's not how it goes. Here. Oh, perfect. That hits. Okay. So he, in one go, like, manages to do a nice, solid hit on both of them as the... One in front who had the shocking grasp is not looking that great, but the one behind still seems hardy enough, and he is going to try to step away again. And as he does this time, it seems that the one behind him was ready and actually takes, for the first time, as you've seen, a attack of opportunity as they try to get him. And he is a little surprised by that, but there is this like extra... speed of from something, and you wonder maybe from the ribbon that he had earlier, that manages to just definitely step over that, even though he was not expecting it, because I didn't take one last time. So that's what's happening over there. Tal.
No, he did not get hit.
It was his turn. No, he... Oh, sorry. Yes. He did not get hit.
Okay. Look, I gotta pay attention to a lot of people. Like,
it's all good.
Yeah, you're doing good. Yeah, it's all good. But I gotta pay attention.
I gotta
do stuff. Yeah. Okay. Seeing this kaleidoscope of fate bullshittery that's happening, Tal is going to, close your eyes for a brief moment, even though they have, like, a bunch of people around them. And, recall back literally 6 seconds, or however long a round is. And, try to remember exactly the move that Ark just did. And as they do, they speak an incantation that... also, if anybody is listening, includes Ark's name in it, as I kind of do a shoving motion in the air, and a fleeting duplicate of Ark appears next. I'm going to put them next to them, so right catty corner between a Gripply that got blasted into a billion pieces and this other one. There's a lot of text to this, but it's called Temporal Twin. The long and short of it is, When it appears, it repeats a basic single action that the target took, arc, since the end of my last turn, such as making a strike or interacting or whatever. So as this duplicate appears, the identical strike that happened is going to happen again. This time, however, targeting the bandit person that is next to Tal.
Okay. Now,
and
this
then
action...
As a reaction on Ark's turn, they can essentially make the duplicate do the same action.
Okay. So for this, the basic single action would be the strike, but it will not mm-hmm. have the spell behind it.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ark, can you make that strike for me again?
Is it just a strike, or is the true strike attached to it?
Basic single action.
Okay,
so it's
just a strike.
Yeah. Yeah. And is this targeting the Gripply or the bandit?
The bandit.
Okay.
26 against flat-footed.
That hits.
6 bludgeoning damage.
Nice. And you recognize that this one here hadn't been hit yet.
Yep.
As it kind of takes that strike from the... It's not illusory, is it? It's not an illusory duplicate. I get.
No,
it?
It is not. It is, as far as I can tell in the spell... It's a fleeting duplicate, but it is a duplicate.
It's
just around
so
for...
It's not yeah. illusion.
Yeah,
yeah
it's just
like
around until the end of my next turn.
It's an echo of Ark, so you watch Ark mm-hmm. facing a slightly different direction with that rune still glowing and that glow in their
yes,
eyes do
so,
that same exact move.
But also, it's an identical copy of Ark, which means as Ark sees this thing swinging, because it's a visual representation of Ark, even though it's not casting the spell, Ark would see the rune and the eyes glowing differently.
Oh,
as it attacks.
You see yourself. That's
yes.
so...
Oh,
that's
wow.
important
that's
for
detail.
Ark.
Great
that's
detail.
Important.
Wow.
I like it.
Maria,
like it.
I love you. You're amazing at this. You
wow.
know that? You're so awesome.
That's a new spell that we got when we leveled up, everybody. I'm
yeah.
wanting to use it so badly.
Oh my god, it's so good. Yay.
Oh my god. This game is great.
Yeah.
All right, so with that moment, I'm tempted here.
Wait,
okay,
I still have another action.
Oh, please, please,
also,
please, please.
Unless this is something that happens between, which
no,
is totally
free.
Fine. Okay. God, okay, great. Oh, no, my other action is sustaining Nudge Fate. That's what it is. I was like, there was only one thing I could do. It's because I was... That's what it was.
Perfect.
Now I'm done.
So, in the midst of this tense battle, which really can still go either way,
it's
though
crazy,
Ark
it's crazy
taking
like
a wild strike and maybe turning the tide as Tal replicates this moment against a new target, giving Ark... perfect sight on himself and what he looks like in that very moment. And in the midst of this tense combat, though I don't usually like to do this, we're gonna go to break.
I think it's good.
Oh my god.
Good. Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good.
Listen, podcasters, you're gonna get 2 episodes of combat and it's gonna feel good.
I'm gonna feel great.